so it could be developed. So our atomic absorption and atomic emission techniques have got several different ways of creating atoms. The flame AA is our most common method. So we've got one of these here. Paul Nelson's got one. It is eventually going to be held in this lab here. I think it's a little bit of an old one. Often they're used in teaching, so I've sometimes thought maybe we should put another prac in and throw flame AA in. We'll see one in town. What you need then is 1 to 2 mils of sample, which is really rather a lot. If you've got a solid sample, you have to get it into aqueous solution because you're going to suck some of that solution up. The method detection limit, in this case the instrument detection limit, is down in the low trace sort of level, part per billion. In the case of molybdenum, you can see we're using a very specific wavelength, 313.3. Okay, so if you move to 0.8, then you wouldn't be getting that particular transition excited. Now, at the temperature of our flame, 2,500 Kelvin is possible, but only in a very small part of the flame. And as a result, the atomization efficiency is low, because if you put your sample in, you won't get all of that sample going into that part of the flame. You'll get some of the sample in a cold part of the flame. It doesn't turn into atoms, so you get no signal. So the next technique up the pecking order, okay, so this is the cheapest technique. That's why Paul's got one that somebody gave to him. They said, oh, it's not a very expensive piece of gear. We'll just hand it over. In town, they use this technique here. It's very robust. And it works if you've got huge concentrations. So in this case here, if you're looking at a transition metals are often sort of nasty things. So if you've got something then that's at PPM level, you're going to completely overload the techniques that we talk about next, because the detectors are super sensitive down at single PPBs or part per trillion level. So if you throw in a sample at 30 parts per million, it's going to be way over the limit of what that machine can cope with, and you would have to do multiple dilutions to get it on scale, as you guys have already had some experience with. So instead, you just pick the machine that works with that particular analyte. So in town then, they've got a flame AA for when they use high concentrations of material, and then they jump to a graphite furnace. Now, I think they've actually flogged off their graphite furnace and got an even better machine, which we'll talk about in a second. So the graphite furnace then, same temperature as the flame, 2,500 Kelvin, but it's now a graphite tube. It's a hollow graphite tube. You put a heating coil around the outside of the graphite tube, and the entire tube is heated to 2,500 Kelvin. Now that gives you much better atomization efficiency. You squirt your sample. The sample volume now is down to microliters. So this is better. You're now talking about a much smaller amount of material needed. And the instrument detection limit now drops down to a fraction of a PPB. So we're now into ultra trace level using the same analyte, molybdenum. So graphite furnace then, a much better technique for using for transition metal analysis and aqueous solution.